Okay, we're up to Erev in Daf 35. Chasuri Mechzer, not in the beginning of the Dom Fun of Avon Amafneach. The Mishnah is teaching that if one placed the Erev in a cupboard and locked it and the keys lost, it's nonetheless a good Erev. What is that talking about? On a Yontif. However, on Shabbos, his Erev is not a good Erev. If the key is going to be found, right, if the key to the cupboard where the Erev is located was misplaced and was then found in a place where one can carry, without violating a deraisa, so the Erev is kosher. And that's the Psak, even though one did not have the key during the Banish Mashas. So then the Gemara now explains the difference. If the key is found in its city, Be'ir, Eruv, Eruv, Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar, Achad, Gagos, Echad, Chatzeres, Echad, Karpefios, Rishus, Achad, Hen, Lekelim, Sheshovsu, Besochan. And Besoda, Ein, Eruv, Eruv, and Kurabonon. Rabbi, Yos, Dermot, Tevei, Hachim, Min, Dashal, Eitzeskin, the Marsav, our Kli, who Ve'ein, Binyam, Bekelim, Ve'ein, Stir, Bekelim. Right, there's no building Bekelim, and there's no Stir, Bekelim. That's also a famous sugya we had in Shabbos. Upluksa dehani tanai dikishal gabe shida de teva migdal. That we learned in a Mishnah with regard to Tumma of Zav. One of the unique laws of Zav is that he imparts Tumma to an object simply by moving it, even if he doesn't touch it directly. And if the Zav knocked on a carriage, crate, or cupboard, even if they didn't actually come in contact with them, they're nonetheless going to be Tumma because he caused them to move when he struck them. Rav Nechemya and Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say they're going to be Tahar. So my love, Baha Kamifuge, Marsavar Klihu, Marsavar Ohelhu. Amar Abai Vatisbara Vatanya Ohel Venises Tummy. If a Zav shook a real tent and it moved, it's tummy. And if he shook a clean and it did not move, is it tummy? Is it tahar? And if they move, they're going to be tummy. This is the klal, right? Is that called Nises Machmas Kocho Tummy? Machmas Rada, because of vibrations, it's going to be tahar. Ela Amar Abab Kuli Alma Hesses Machmas Kocho Tummy, but Machmas Rada, because of movement, it's going to be tahar. Next Mishnah, Nisgalgal chutz l'tchum nofal avgal o nisrav trumat mismas ojom eina eruv mishchecha is ready eruv. And if one's eruv rolls beyond the Shabbos boundaries, and he doesn't have access to the eruv because he might go beyond the limit, or if a pile of stones fell in it, or if it was burnt, or if the eruv was truma and it became tummy, any one of these things take place while it's still day before Shabbos began, it's not a good eruv. Wasn't set that way. Ben Hashmasha Safek Rav Meir Huda says havizeh chamar gamel, it's a camel driver. The meaning of that expression appears a bunch of times in this Masechta. Comes to the difference between leading camels and donkeys. A donkey driver walks behind his donkey every so often, encouraging it from the rear, as a donkey is not generally accustomed to being pulled from the front. The opposite is true for a camel. You lead the camel by walking in front of it and pulling it, and consequently, the expression that a person has to be both a donkey driver and a camel driver, you're trying to be in two places at once, not going to go. Okay, so then they say Avtalmos Haid Mishum Chamish is a Kanim. Avtalmos, nothing's really known about Avtalmos. He was one of almost nothing, Rabbi Yossi's teachers, and Rabbi Yossi quotes his statements the name of five Zakanim. Some commentaries say that Avtalmos is Avtalmos ben Ruvain, who was given special rishus by the Chamim to dress and cut his hair in the way of the non-Jews to sort of be a facilitator with the Romans. Otherwise Avtalmos could be the son of Ruvain Haitzrubali, who also fulfilled a similar job in Rome. So the Gemara then discusses this case of Nisgalgal Chutz L'Tchum, where it rolls past the Tchum, that Sugya. On Amud Beis, so Tana Truman is L'Dei Chod Ramer, but Truma Tmeya, Safik Tevel, Safik Arbensah, Safik Lo Tevel Arbensah, different Sveikus. You have two Mikvos, one there's Arbensah, one you don't know Arbensah. One of them, you don't know which one you Tovel in, Sveikul Tomei. That's true, Batuma Chamura, with a strict Batuma Kala, Kagon She'ochel Ochlin Tameim, and you drank something Tameim, and Ba Roshuru Maim Shovim, you put your body in Maim Shovim, drawn mikvah water, or Roshuru Vishlosh Maim Shovim, Vyar Litbol, Safik Tavol, Safik, no, again, Sveikotar, Rav Yossi Matame, Ksav Rav Meir, Tchumin is Dea Raisin in whom. That's a debate. Is Tchumin actually considered Dea Raisa? That's a big classic Machalokas that carried over even into the Rishonim. Concept of Ein Binyan Bekalim. Binyan and Stira are two of the 39 Malachas that are Asar on Shabbos. It's the Mishnah of Shabbos 73a. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argues to whether the prohibition of Binyan and Stira apply only to objects that are attached to the ground or to movable utensils also. According to Beis Hillel, Binyan and Stira don't apply to Kalim, they only apply to objects that are connected to the ground. That's Beitza 21b. The Rishonim argue over the meaning of Beis Hillel's phrase Ein Binyan Bekalim. According to Rashi, even a person who makes the entire utensil from scratch is not going to be chaya for Binyan. But according to Tosso, over a person who makes an entire kli or destroys it is chaya for Binyan and Stira. Ein Binyan Bekalim means that one is not prohibited to connect or means it's not prohibited to connect or disconnect parts of kli that to make one large kli or dismantle it. Ochel Chatvayim, we've discussed these things. Tchumah Deraisa, so discussion. Ari Miklat comes up here as well. Egla Rufa comes up here as well. You have a lot of different sugyas here. But the Mishnah taught us that when an Erev is placed in a Migdal, and then the key to the Migdal is lost, the Erev is kosher according to Tanakam. Rav Loh says the Erev is not kosher unless the person knows the keys in its normal place. Rav Rav Yosef explained the Migdal mentioned the Mishnah is made of wood. Therefore, the Machlokas Tanakam Rav Loh is based on whether the Migdal is considered a Kli or a building oil. If it's a Kli, then you could break it on Shabbos in order to get to the food. If it's an oil, you can't break it on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that we find the same machlokas in the Mishnah in Zavim, which discusses a case of a Zav who knocks on a large Kli. According to the Tanakhama, the Zav's knock causes the Kli to become Tamei because the Kli has the status of a Kli. According to Reb Nechemiah Rabbi Shimon, the Kli stays Tahor because the Kli has the status of an Ohel, which can't become Tamei through Hesus. So Rav Rav Yosef's statement is very difficult, because if the Migdal has a capacity of 40 Sa, then it's an Ohel. If it doesn't hold 40 Sa, then it's a Kli. So how then can the Tanayim of the Mishnah and the Tanayim of the Mishnah in Zavim argue whether Migdal is considered an Ohel or Kli? Depend on its size. Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz explains the Mishnah is talking about a Migdal that holds 40 Sa, but since it's often moved around, even when full, it might have the status of a Kli and not the status of an Ohel. That's the Machlokas Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, and between the Tanayim and the Mishnah in Zavim. The Mishnah discusses a case of an Erev made of food, of Truma, that became Tummy. Ramey and Rabbi Yossi disagree whether the Erev is kosher, whether it's unclear if the food became Tummy before night or after night. Ramey holds that an Erev in doubt is not a valid Erev. The Gemara asks how Ramey can be Machmer in a case of doubt, when elsewhere Mikvos, he's Mekel in a case of doubt. So Rabbi Yomi answers that the Mishnah here is, it's known for certain that the Truma became Tummy at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes. And the Gemara rejects that answer because it's known, because if it's known the Truma became Tummy at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, then why does Rabbi Yossi say the Erev is good? So Rabbi Akiva Eger asks that the Gemara should have given a simple answer to explain the dispute in the Mishnah. Tosfos and Shabbos says that Cheskes Tahar is effective only when you're not sure when the object became Tummy, for example, before or after Bein HaShemoshes. But if, however, it's known for certain that it became Tummy Bein HaShemoshes, but it's unclear whether Bein HaShemoshes is day or night, you can't use the Chazakah to determine the object was tar until nightfall. The Chazakah tells us only that the object stays in its status quo until the latest possible moment. In the case of an object that became Tummy during Bein HaShemoshes, it's known exactly when the item became Tummy. The only suffix is whether that point in time is considered day or night. The Chazakah can't clarify the Bein HaShemoshes one way or the other. So Rashi and Shabbos seems to disagree with the assertion of Tosus that a Cheskes Tahar is effective only when one is not sure when the object became Tamei. Rashi maintains that a Chazakah applies even when it is known for certain that the object became Tamei Bein HaShemoshes. Even though one knows exactly when the sheretz fell in the Truma, the Chazakah tells us the moment during Bein HaShemoshes was halachically nighttime and the Erev is good. And that's because we know that until now, throughout the entire day Bein HaShemoshes, the Truma was Tahor. The Chazakah allows us to assume that the point in time during Shemashas where it became Tameh was already nighttime.